Okay.
I'm here.
You're live.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Thursday, June 14th, 2012, to order. Now, our first item of business this morning is regarding bids for data compilation services and tire disposal services. Mr. Erickson.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you. We have two bids to address this morning, and I'm electing to go with the one that I have not received any responses on yet, and that is for tire disposal services. Randy and I have discussed this, and he's here to make a suggestion or two regarding the fact that we didn't get any responses whatsoever. So we can either reject it completely, relet it, or postpone it. I could put out an addendum and say maybe 2 weeks and beat the bricks a little harder and try to get some interest stirred up. But I'll let him explain what he thinks we should do.
Basically, we would like to do a little more research and find out a little more information, the best option for us on this. On average, there's about two tractor-trailer loads, sometimes more than that. During spring cleanup, we get, according to David Stottle, we get more tires at that time, but most of the time, I think we told me it was about two trailer loads per year that we send, and it costs so much per tar. But we'd like to do a little more research, see if there is better ways of doing this tar recycling.
Is there a state option? I mean, is there some way to get them? Does the state have a disposal system?
When Kathy requested that I put this out for bid, there was some factors involved that the commission was concerned about, some bills that we had received, and so we put it out for bid. And when I did that, I also requested a response from MAP, Missouri Association of Public Purchasers, that there's a mechanism there where a group email goes out to other purchasing departments who may have ideas or suggestions regarding specifications of a bid, where to send certain bids, vendor options, etc. And I have received a lot of responses from that post the bid going out. So we're learning that we should probably make such requests well before the bid goes out, because some of the responses take a week or two to get back. And I think in lieu of no response to this, I'd like some time to sit with Randy and look at some of those options. There was one mention of a free recycling service that the state uses, and then there were some other ideas in there too. So.
Well, let me ask you a question. Statutorily, Ron, if we go through the procedure that we're supposed to go through in the solicitation of bids and we receive no bids, are we then not free to negotiate with whomever to take care of the service?
I think that's governed by the amount and how we're trying to get our hands around how much money are we spending to have this current vendor come in two or three times a quarter and take away a trailer of tires. And we can quantify that particular dollar amount falls below the threshold, then we don't even have to let it for bid.
I thought we had let this for bids. That's my point.
Yeah, we have.
And my second point is, if you wish to go ahead and negotiate with someone, since we received no bids, that is an option that you guys would be free to pursue. However, we want to follow whatever recommendation that you have, I think, yeah, and how you want to pursue it. So if you want to go back out and talk to several people or go through the same procedure again, but I believe that, I'm going to ask you to do that, to look into it, that you have the ability to negotiate now, since no bids have been received, to come up with the best deal for the county.
Who does the transfer station when we have trailer loads?
Dave?
Who's the company that hauls the tires on?
Yes.
Okay.
Black Gold, I think.
If we have a company that is reliable and statutorily, we're not doing anything wrong with, because we have went out for bid and we have this company that has come to the transfer station and picked those up and worked with us on actual loads from, that have come in from big locations. If there's a dollar amount that has to be, looked at, I'm willing to work with that company if they keep it below the dollar amount that's available, because we have made it.
We'll do that.
That's
okay.
We'll do that.
We're going to leave it in your hands to come back to us with a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Randy.
The next bid is for data compilation services as requested by Mr. Strahan for joining me here. Bid number 201205-183.
Would you read that one more time?
201205-183. And I have received, as of this morning, one response to that. I would request the commission to direct me accordingly as to whether or not to open the one response or...
My suggestion is to open it. Danny?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm fine too. Can you move the microphone a little closer to Mr. Erickson?
Hold on.
The speaker button? Thank you.
Well, you're probably almost here, aren't you, Jim?
10 more minutes, buddy. But yeah, I can hear him just barely, though. That would be great. Thank you.
We got it set now. Thank you.
I'm opening it. You hear that? And I'll allow Mr. Strahan to review that. In fact, they've submitted the signatures are correctly in place as required.
Who's the company that submitted, Ron?
Intrinsicorp.
Okay.
And they are present.
Can you hear Jim?
Yes, I can hear right now.
Thank
you.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they've supplied all of the necessary information as requested within the RFP. And the price is on page 2.
Do you want to make that a matter of record on the price, or you want them to review and or do you want to go ahead and award?
Let's let them go forward, Danny.
The response, the main area requested was price per structure, and they are submitting a proposal of $1.80 per structure. And I'll let Mr. Strahan allude to that, if that's...
Yes, and then it covers a total of 50,468 digital sketches up in the upper paragraph. And it's something that's needed to be done to complete the transition of bringing the new appraisal package over to the assessor's office.
Can you hear that, Jim?
Yes, I heard that.
Yes, and I make a recommendation that since this Intrinsicorp has won the proposal on bringing the new software over, that we award this bid to Intrinsicorp.
Recommendation is that the bid be awarded to Intrinsicorp. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Is there a motion?
Motion to do so.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to award the bid to Intrinsicorp as presented today. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Ron.
That's all I have, unless you have questions for me.
And thank you for your proposal, sir.
Thank you.
Nikki.
New items on the sheet in front of you, gentlemen.
Jim, can you hear Nikki?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
A couple of these items are requested for Monday morning.
Right.
Specifically, number five. Danny brought that to our the office.
What this is another discussion regarding the T Highway project, so this would be a follow-up. Mm-hmm. Will the young lady from MoDOT be?
I think that they'll be here. There was some negotiations yesterday between Mr. White and MoDOT that were trying to take place. I was in touch with both of them yesterday, visited the site, and this was on the agenda for an update and to see where we're at. Hopefully they've got everything worked out.
Jim, I don't have a problem moving that forward. Is it all right with you?
I don't either.
Schedule it for Monday.
Okay.
From their discussion, I think 15 minutes, because they're going to have to work this thing out themselves, I think 15 minutes would be enough for that.
Jim and Dan, are we ready? Have you gone through what we've received, or are we waiting to receive more information on the nuisance ordinance discussion?
I'm ready to move forward.
Do you gentlemen want to talk about it on Monday?
Well, I would like to have, if we could, Jeff Merrill and Jimmy Russell and maybe Jim Berry involved, if that's all possible.
Are you actually in this room, Jim?
I am not in that room, sir.
The reason I say that, two of the three gentlemen you mentioned are here. I will check with them, and then we'll schedule a time to see when they have time to do this. It might be easier to do it on a Thursday than a Monday, but we'll have that discussion, and we'll schedule this for another time, all right?
Can Nikki coordinate that?
Yes, we can, though, absolutely.
For all three? Okay.
Nikki's going to coordinate it, Jim. Signage regarding veterans billboard sign, we're still waiting on MoDOT response, or have we received
I actually forwarded you, gentlemen, a response. Here's the email. Danny, there should be a proof also in there regarding the signage.
Go ahead and post that for more discussion for next Monday.
Okay.
Jim,
the attorneys will not be here, so we'll have.
Jim, they sent us a basically a MoDOT sign with a logo of the county on there with a welcome veterans to Taney County on, it looks like probably a bigger type posting on 65 highway on both sides. So we can just wait and look at it and,
you want to give it a few minutes on Monday? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
We need a further discussion regarding emails and requests of PSRs. This is coming through Donna Neely. I think that in exec today we should discuss that because we need to be in a discussion with both attorneys, and that's not going to happen for...
Until the 24th.
Until the 24th. But we need to chat about it today, so let's do it as soon as then.
I agree.
By the way, I met with one sewer board member. I'm going to meet with another, and then we'll come back to the discussions that they would like to have. And I'm in the process of meeting with the individuals regarding their presentation on EEZ, and hopefully that will be in the next 4 or 5 days, and then we can talk about that. I can't think of anything else right now. Nikki, do you have anything?
And the last item on here, it was submitted by Mr. Atchley.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Bob Atchley has requested proposed subdivision regulations work session. I think, is that a presentation he wants to make? Because the planning and zoning has voted and they want us to conduct a public hearing, correct?
Correct. But yeah, he did not know if we wanted to do a work session first and then the public hearing,
right,
or if you just wanted to go directly into the public hearing.
Jim, the question is, and it looks like what Bob has asked for, is that we have a sit-down and discussion before we set a public hearing.
And that's fine. I mean, I agree. I saw the emails, and I'd like to have a discussion before the hearing.
Monday, is that all right?
Be great.
Danny?
That's fine.
Do you gentlemen have anything else you'd like to schedule for next week?
That's going to be a rather lengthy deal with Bob on the discussion, because mm-hmm. I kind of understood that they had a large number of issues that they wanted changed in planning and zoning. So I think that discussion you probably need to schedule for 30 minutes to an hour.
I had tentatively blocked out an hour.
Okay.
We also have received a draft of a new written substance abuse policy. Do we want to schedule that? The email was sent out.
I think it was Wednesday morning or Tuesday night, yes. Mm-hmm. I think we can go ahead and schedule that also, Ron.
Okay, let's do that on Monday.
Okay.
I have a request from Beth Schaller with MoDOT. Nikki brought this to my attention again today, and obviously I missed an earlier notification of this. She is requesting that I schedule, and we have monthly meetings and updates with MoDOT. Would you and Danny be amenable to that?
Yes.
Is this with the transportation board involved too?
She didn't request that. It's just that she thought it would be good for us to sit down and have her give us a monthly update of what's going on down here.
Danny, that's a good point. Why wouldn't we just have it all? Don't they meet on Mondays like at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, that's the reason I was saying that.
Yes.
And they're doing that once a month anyway. So why couldn't we have moved that meeting forward or attend that meeting and have that same discussion then?
Well, can we have a discussion with her to see exactly what it is that she wants? I'm certainly not opposed to y'all's suggestions. I think it's a good idea. But since I haven't answered her and she sent this, I'd like to see exactly what's on her mind.
That'd be fine. I mean, we can have the first one with her and then make that suggestion to her.
But we'll contact her either today or tomorrow.
Um, I had one run with the intergovernmental agreement with Cedar Creek Fire Department to have Frank draw up one. They have a couple of old fire trucks that they need transported to.
Let's establish a few minutes on Monday to have a discussion.
Okay.
That way. So it would be a discussion regarding intergovernmental agreement between Taney County and Cedar Creek Volunteer Fire Department.
Right.
Let me restate that. It'll be an agreement. I'm not sure they are a governmental entity. So.
The fire department? Okay.
Volunteer fire department. Either way, intergovernmental agreement or agreement.
Frank can have us something. He can check in on that and have something drawn up for us.
Anything else, Jim?
I don't have anything.
Danny?
Did you check my call-in messages that I have for a couple last couple of days? There's not anything that I need to address on those, is there? Okay. I don't know of anything else, Jim, that is urgent that we can't put up, you know, if we put on next Monday, that we can't move to Thursday if we have to.
Well, if we think of something else during the remainder of the day, we've got tomorrow to post as well, so we're okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, if you'd let me jump ahead of the ditch cleaning discussion, because the prosecutor's here, maybe we can move into the child support agreement. Mr. Yep. Merrill, would you join us?
Hey, Greg. Thank you. I've got Laura Forrest with me today. Executive Director, I don't know if I'm saying
Director
that
right. Right now.
If you both would come up here, they'd be able to hear you on the microphone today. Thank you very much. And how are you today?
Doing well, thank you. Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Ron House, Danny Strahan.
Hi.
Gentlemen, as you may remember, we're part of a cooperative agreement with Christian and Greene counties to prosecute child support cases. That's been an ongoing thing for the last few years. Some good news. Typically, we've been with our child support agreements on the state fiscal year, so it's July 1 to June 30 each year. And so this time of year, all the time, we come and we get an agreement, and it runs on a different schedule than our county fiscal year does. However, we come today with a six-month extension agreement so that those child support cooperative agreements can be on the same fiscal year, essentially, as the counties. Today, it's a lot smaller presentation than what we usually have for the commission because it is just a six-month extension.
So that I'm refreshed on it, it's basically the same agreement that we've had for, I think, the last 3 to 4 years,
correct.
Isn't it? Right.
Yeah, and you're currently under an agreement that would expire on June 30th.
Right.
So this is just a one-page extension that says we'll keep that exact same agreement.
Yeah.
And the same money that we talked about for the year 2012 stays the same because they're just squaring it up so that come January we'll get a new budget and get a new cooperative agreement. And it'll run concurrently instead of staggered.
Can you hear that, Jim?
Yes, I can hear that.
Gosh, it sounds like he's here. He's here now.
So I have two one-page signature pages. One is for the presiding commissioner to sign that is regarding the project and the total project's budget that we'll sign along with the commissioners of Christian and Green. And the other one is a signature page that the presiding commissioner signs along with the office holders that are bound by the cooperative agreement. So I've got multiple copies of two different signature pages for you.
And the half-year situation won't change anything that we have in the budget, right?
Extension.
As far as
it shouldn't.
Because there has been no increase for the
correct
half-year.
And technically, Taney County receives no part of our state grants at this time, under that present agreement in this budget year, so
right.
We're just maintaining status quo until I'll come to you later this year to present the new agreement for the year 2013.
Okay. Now, I do think that there's still, like, technically the auditors still have open a, I don't know if you'd call it a line item, but a some part of the budget does exist, but it's inactive at this point, because what we do is we allow Laura's office to take care of that, and we just essentially get the benefit of being part of the group, and they take care of the budgeting part of it and the reimbursement part.
And you need a motion for extension of this
existing agreement.
Existing agreement, and I will make that motion.
Second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the extension of the child support agreement as presented.
What's the extension date? When does the new agreement expire?
December 31st, 2012.
Okay.
Discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Great. You have some documents you want us to sign.
Yes, or please. Me. Just you. And there are four copies. I have a few copies with you today, so you can list it with what you signed. So you will sign on this top line of both of these pieces of paper.
Unless it's executive, I don't know. Somebody ask him?
Yeah. Road and Bridge, we have a ditch cleaning discussion. I'm hoping that's Road and Bridge. Hi, Donna. Thank you.
Basically, we this is at Mount Branson area, Taney Street. We've got a work order. We need to do some ditch cleaning and some drainage. The caller we got is part of his yard is washing out, but what the problem is the pictures show you some of this leftover tree limbs and stuff that after we've done our initial cleanup after the tornado, then residents, of course, put this stuff out there to make it easier accessible, I guess, to try to load up at some point in time, but some of it has never been hauled away. So that was one of the questions I had. If we haul this away, then we're basically hauling away debris that could have been took care of through volunteer and other options that we had available for quite a time period, but it just didn't happen. So, and that's
Randy in that particular area. There was a great number of trailer houses that were damaged and mixed in with a lot of this debris. And as you know, we announced as a commission for the citizens not to bring any more stuff out to the edge of the road, and we, at that time we were talking about mainly those big stumps and things because mm-hmm. there was places where they became a road hazard. In this particular location where they had to remove the trailer houses, which sat just at the basic edge of the road limit that we have for our setbacks, In this particular location, I have no problem with picking it up because what's going to happen is we're going to end up with more road damage from the washing in the ditches that they pile the stuff in there. And if we have it, we've been lucky not to have any torrential, I said unlucky, I guess, but lucky not to have any torrential rains that would have caused this to wash out. I mean, I've been through this location several times. This stuff has been there ever since we made the first.
Right.
And if we have a small rain, the water's got to go somewhere. It's either going to go across the individual or it's going to cut our roads completely out of the ditch line.
We got several areas up in there that we need to go through and clean all the ditches, not just this street, but there are several streets where we've got to go through and do some more cleaning on some of that.
Do you guys have any problem with them going ahead and cleaning this?
No, I mean, just okay. Clean the ditches. Okay. And we know. I mean,
all right. So. Pat?
But you're right, Dan. We got to make sure these ditches are clean because we don't want to cause undue erosion or anything like that.
Okay, that pretty much answered that. The only other thing I have is a call or an email I received this morning on a call. We're currently in our chip seal, and subdivision we're in right now is Meadow Ridge, and they should finish it next week. It'll probably take them a couple days next week at least to get completed in there. One of the main reasons we're doing that is the condition of the existing surface and cost was the main reason we're doing some of these with chip seal rather than overlaying with concrete.
And just before we go, this is not specifically posted for roads. I mean, and that's my question is for those who may be listening, I think it's beneficial, but gentlemen, we don't have discussion of Motor Ridge or road work or anything like that posted. All we have is ditch cleaning, so.
Okay. Right.
It's a situation where the road and bridge crews, because of budget constraints, are having to chip seal over previously asphalt roads because they can't grind it down and all those things because of budget. So we're having some citizens upset because we're going back with chip seal, but that's the only way we can.
Let's go ahead and post that for Monday for a generalized discussion with you on the chip seal. There's a couple of things that I need to talk about on chip seal anyway.
Okay. So we'll post. Do we have a road and bridge time discussed?
I don't have it scheduled, but we can schedule
Nikki
one.
Why don't you get with Nikki to schedule some time, and we'll talk about chip seal program, and then we can bring up this specific road. But I know you've got calls into him. I've got calls into the same individual. I've already talked to Mr. Stottle about. And
do you want to just leave that broadly open to road and bridge discussion in case we have something else or chip and seal specifically?
Road and bridge and then...
Road and bridge and chip seal. I'll have her posted.
Yeah, there's one location where we have a sewer project going in. People's wondering how we're going
to chip seal before we tear it out again. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
That's the best way to do it.
Yes.
All right. We can do that. Thank you.
Dan, I have opening KDOT Park.
The reason I put that on there was we're to a point we haven't got the bathroom facilities finished there. Everything else is pretty well completed. I talked to the people that are working on the park, and they're correcting some picnic tables. But they're going to be doing those one at a time, and so I thought that I'd put this on there. They're wanting to get that open. We can put some porta potties in there and open that up so people can use those through the daytime until we get the facilities open, the bathroom facilities.
When do we think we'll open them, the permanent facilities?
I can't tell you that because they're actually. We've got a lot of volunteer work going on in there.
Okay.
And to try to schedule volunteer work is basically impossible. And they're trying to save the county money. Actually, the picnic tables, they come up with a unique form to pour those concrete tables in place where they're at. And they've already designed the form, and they're pouring them individually. And I said, is that going to interfere if we open the park? And they said no, because we're doing them one at a time as we go down. And so
those portable facilities, are they ordering them, or what?
That's the reason I put it on there. I think we have to. It's a county expense.
Okay.
And it would come out of the park board budget, and they're in agreement with it. So
I mean, I agree. We just need to, and we're talking what, 2 or 3 months probably
or less.
Okay.
Daytime use.
Yeah.
Only.
I'm fine with moving forward with it. I don't think it takes a motion, but I'm fine with this placing those orders and.
Yeah.
So that we can open the facility so people can use it. That's the reason we have it. So.
Right.
But I'm good with that.
The guardrail's all up.
Randy, guardrail is up.
And Randy's waiting on the, he's in a schedule on the asphalt situation. So there's no reason not to let that public facility be opened.
Do you want to do a press release with use Nikki and just have a press release issue?
I thought we might do that. I brought this up on here. I thought we might do that next week and schedule, because I know the park board, it's been a big effort, and I know they'll want to be involved in maybe a little ceremony or something
up there.
At that facility.
I mean, I'm fine with doing a press release and announcing when we're going to do that little reopening.
That'd be
great if you want to get with Nikki and
I'll get with the chair people and the park board, and we'll announce that. Their meeting is at the end of this month, which is another week or so.
Yeah, sure, it's a week or so.
Yeah,
that's great. I think that'd be great.
Okay,
it's a good project. Because we don't have any time specific on the approval of executive session minutes. I would like to review them a little longer, and when we come out of executive, we'll approve them if it's all right. I haven't reviewed them all.
Okay. The last one, have they added two? Because I reviewed.
I don't know. I can show you what I'll let's just wait until after executive, because we have the sheriff waiting.
Right.
If that's all right. I mean, all we have left is Commissioner Housing. I think all we have is executive session minutes.
Since we're going to go into executive and we don't have anything scheduled after that, I believe we should have a motion to postpone
till
the approval of the executive minutes until or following the executive session.
And go back into session?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone at the definite time the end of the executive session for the approval of executive minutes today. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And those who are listening after, I mean, we'll come out of session and approve the minutes, and that's all we have left on the agenda after the executive session. So there really won't be anything else public on that. Motion to go into executive session pursuant 610.021.1.2.3 and .12. Litigation, real estate, personnel, and contracts.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to move into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Litigation, real estate, personnel, and contracts. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
And Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.